When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Yo, what is up, Canes fans? It is the Beast, Brian London. Happy New Year to you. Although some of you may not be happy right now. It's an emergency pod slash vlog video, whatever you want to call it. We got to get to this. But first, if you are seeing this on the YouTube, go subscribe to the Real Ones Canes podcast, wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all of those places. It's also distributed by the Believe Network. So go to BLEAV.com and search for the Real Ones Canes podcast. And if you're listening to this, go subscribe to the YouTube channel for the Real Ones Canes podcast. We have breaking news. It seems like all the portal quarterbacks are going other places and not Miami. Cam Ward is declaring for the NFL. KJ Jefferson has decided he is going to go to UCF. And DJ Ungulale is going to Florida State. So you missed out on your one, your two, your three, and your four. We don't know about Will Howard yet. It sounds like it's either Ohio State or USC or the NFL. I haven't heard much about him going to Miami yet. Who knows? Maybe there's a Hail Mary. But right now I'm a little bit concerned about the quarterback situation at the University of Miami. And a couple of other things have transpired. I can tell you, and I tweeted about this, 100% I can tell you that there was another pretty decent quarterback one out there in the portal that Miami could have had a shot at, and they didn't really get back to the people they needed to get back to on that one, and he ended up going somewhere else. So opportunity was out there. They didn't get it. And personally, I think Miami needs a QB1 from the portal. You need someone with experience. You need someone that has been through battles for multiple seasons to go lead you into the swamp next August. Now, my co-host on the Real Ones Canes podcast, Brandon O'Doy, who is tied in like no one else when it comes to this stuff, he thinks differently. He thinks differently. He thinks Miami doesn't necessarily need a QB1 from the portal. It's an interesting take that he has, but I hold my ground. Now, we talked about this on our episode 29, which came right after Miami lost to Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl. We did a whole segment on the quarterback situation, and now it's becoming really poignant. So I'm going to re-rack that for you now. It's myself, it's Brandon O'Doy, really getting down to what we both think should happen as it relates to the QB1 situation and the portal. Okay, here we go.
Structurally, it's not hypothetical at some point it's real life. Emory's probably not going to be ready to take the snap against University of Florida. No. Why not go all in on Curry? And just go grab another high school quarterback, you know what I mean, who's maybe a late bloomer, or take a JUCO kid, or, you know, and just put it in his hands.
Here's what I've seen about college football and the NFL, and quarterbacks are putting themselves in more and more in a position where they might get dinged up because they're running and they're doing things outside of the pocket, and offensive lines and defenses have gotten better, and blitzing has gotten more complicated, and quarterbacks are getting hit. You need a bunch of them. You need more than one quarterback. You need more than two quarterbacks. Okay. Florida State needed three. And by the way, their guy is in the portal now. I don't know about
what's going on up there. We can do
a whole show on Tallahassee. We'll leave that to next time. Cause they've got problems. And I'm heading over to the Orange Bowl headquarters today. I'm going to go get some info over there. I'll be covering the Orange Bowl tomorrow, but, you just need to bring in quarterbacks, and I would be really, it would be a big issue if the University of Miami did not pull a veteran in out of the portal, and not just some guy to be a backup, but a guy that can either push Emory or Jakari for the starting job, or be a guy that has a ton of experience. You need a guy with a ton of experience to come in through the portal.
Do that. When you going to do that? These times running out. When are you going to do that?
I don't have that answer. This is why we are having this conversation now, because I am perplexed at why there has been no addition of a portal quarterback yet.
It's not so much the guy coming out of the portal. It's the guy coming in with the ability to lead this team. I saw enough in the guy. If you're literally not going to get Cam, why take a risk on going to grab somebody else? Why just not build through what you got? You got a lot coming back. You got a guy that's been in that locker room for 2 years. Just build around him. What you got to lose?
So let me ask you this question.
He hangs his hats on being this great quarterback developer. You got an Emory who showed a lot of promise, won games. Coming back off an injury. Jakari won games as a true freshman. So now you got two kids with ability. They're two different styles of quarterbacks. They both won games as true freshmen. And they're both at your disposal at the start of spring camp.
So let me ask you this question.
You got Judd Anderson that's coming in spring, maybe in the spring, summer one, whatever. I haven't looked to see when he's coming in. And just go grab another guy. Go grab another scholarship quarterback. Let's move on with our lives.
So
we got Xavier Restrepo, 1,000-yard receiver. Listen to me. I'm giving you a really long answer for a reason. Like, what sense does it make to keep? You're going to go out and reach, pay a guy, and have to play him because, dude, like, that bamboozle, we want Tyler in the portal, foolishness, let's pay him a bunch of money to stay. And let's keep him out there. Oh, we paid him all this money. We got him a BMW. No, don't do that twice. Give Jakari $250. Say, hey, man, you redshirted. You got 3 years left. You showed us enough. Let's get behind him. Come on, I'm telling you something real. You're laughing.
No, I know that, but I want to get you to give me the gift I want, which is this. Right now, would you tell Cam Ward, hey, Go do what you're gonna do. We're good. We got Jakari. We got Emory. We got Judd. We got Judd coming
in. Absolutely.
So you're ready to say, hey Cam, no more games. We got our guys. We're good.
You ain't gotta say nothing. You just gotta move on. You ain't gotta return that text. Do what you do, buddy. We're good, bro. Like, yeah, you lighten it up, but like. But see, and can we introduce this? Because we haven't really talked about this. So there are all these comparisons being made with Mario Cristobal and Manny Diaz. They're posting records. You know, they did this to Jimbo. Right. You know what I mean? So a lot of this is, man, year three is it. Year three, bro. You know, you get a big salary, and this is what, you know, this is Tyler from Spartanburg calling in or from wherever he was from to Dabo. Like, why are we paying you? You see what I'm saying?
Because yeah, but the difference.
Dude's an MVP. Dabo started winning. They should retire that dude. That dude should get a salary from Clemson for the remainder of his life. He should get $50,000 to $60,000 a year. I'm putting this on record. Retire that man. Because look, I think he was a little bit disrespectful. I think the way he approached it, but he lit a fire under that coach. He lit fire under that dude. He lit a fire. Can you believe that? He lit a fire under Dabo.
Tyler from Spartanburg needs to go up in the Clemson Ring of Honor.
He's gotten, man, put that dude on the wall in that place. He turned that program around. They went 8-4 this year.
We need to get Joey from Davie or Rodrigo from Hialeah. Somebody needs to get on the coach's show. Oh, wait, they don't take calls anymore. So, but yeah, I see where you're going. Here, can I need to disagree with you on this situation. Okay, okay.
About Tyler Van Dyke. So
yeah, I know, but you know, I have a blind spot there. I have a blind spot there. But you know, you're willing to cut Cam Ward loose. You're willing to close down portal we're looking for QB1 in the portal.
I get it.
Like
cut him loose. He's not mine. He won't get in the camp. He won't get in the car.
You got Ja'Cory, you got Emery. Those are QB1A, QB1B. Judd Anderson's coming in. We'll find somebody else and let's roll. That's great. I don't see it that way. I want, when we roll into the swamp in Gainesville next year on August 31st, I want somebody that has been through some big time football games on the road, big time situations, won some games for some other programs. Has a little bit of hair on his chest, has 2-3 years under his belt, and could go into the swamp and not be intimidated by 90,000 Gator fans. That's what I want. And I know Emery played in big games. He played against Clemson. I understand that. He went up to Florida State to that situation, and he got hurt. I get that. But I just want somebody that literally has all the moxie in the world walking into the swamp, because I've been here and I've done that.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for yourself, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
All right, welcome back to the Real Ones Canes podcast. So Brandon says Emery QB1A, Ja'Cory QB1B, stick with those two. You got Judd Anderson coming in. Go recruit another high school quarterback to come in and roll with those guys, build around those guys. I, on the other hand, think you need an experienced portal QB1. That is what we were discussing on our last episode of the Real Ones Canes podcast. What say you? Let us know in the contents, or I should say in the comments, or you can always tweet at either of us. I'm at Miami Radio Beast. Brandon is at Brandon_O'Doy. Thank you for watching and or listening, and don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts at the Real Ones Canes podcast, distributed by the Believe Network. That'll do it for me. I'll see you when I see you. Go Canes.